next on K-Talk. So for this episode, we want to do a review of season one, and we wanted to talk about the impact of K-Talk podcast in our lives. Gusto ko lang tanungin sa audience natin na since, you know, we're going to take a short break, mamimiss nyo kaya kami?
I never thought na I'll be able to share our stories to the public, diba? And at least inspire kahit na isang tao lang yan.
But I think my favorite one is yung kwentong abroad. Kasi ang dami nating adventures na na-share sa kanila.
Yes.
Na sana nakatulong din naman sa mga listeners natin abroad.
I always doubt myself. Pero itong platform na to, itong podcast na to, isang ano sa akin, isang way para ma-overcome ko yung mga ganong syndrome.
I think after 11 episodes, I feel like the podcast has really helped me a lot in becoming more confident and really not caring what others think.
Di ba sabi ko nga sa'yo, combo yung spell ko, voodle. Kasi may voodoo tsaka budol. So
voodoo.
Kaya ito.
May voodoo. May voodoo.
Voodoo tsaka budol. Voodle.
Ano yung voodoo? Ayun eh. Voodoo. Ano combination ng voodoo?
Yung listeners natin, maraming sawi tsaka wasak. Kasi, di ba, mahilig sila sa mga masasakit sa puso na topics, di ba? Parang yung heartbreak, tapos yung isa, it's complicated.
What it says about our audience is that they are thinking and feeling people, di ba? Romantic, and of course, looking for love and wanting their relationships to be successful.
So actually, we want to share with you yung mga pakulo namin sa Lake House before we break for the season. Kasi syempre, di ba, hindi ako papayag nang wala kami mga pakana at mga kasiyahan na gaganapin.